The word of God appointed for today is recorded in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning at the 11th verse. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin, you are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. This is the word of our Lord for today. I want to repeat again this verse. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. This is our text. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Christ is Lord. He defeated death. The tomb no longer holds us in fear. St. Augustine said, we are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. 1991, during Desert Storm, there was an experience of being in a war zone when a victory was announced. To be in Iraq during the signing of the cessation of hostilities between the coalition forces led by General Schwarzkopf against Saddam Hussein. They said, historians have said, that this is the most lopsided victory perhaps in the 20th century, including battles in World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and so on. But as for me and my unit, we were exhausted, filthy, very tired. The unit and the soldiers, fueled on adrenaline, were motivated and disciplined, but drained and grimy nonetheless. We had to wear a particular uniform to protect us from nuclear, biological, chemical material, and a lot of people don't know it's actually made out of charcoal. So whenever you would wear it, you'd take it off, covered in sweat, absolutely filthy, in 115-degree temperature. It was a very grueling experience. We were happy when victory was declared. In some cases, euphoric that the war was now over. And now rumors were starting to run rampant. There were tales we would go home right away. Every soldier wants to go home. That didn't happen. We were in the combat zone for 2 more months. There was gossip that the Saudi government was going to give every American serviceman in the war zone $5,000 in gold. I've stopped waiting. It's been 28 years. But here's the reality, and I wanted to bring this into focus with the words of St. Peter. In the end, no victory that I participated in as a soldier, as a chaplain, was ever total and permanent. About 10 years later, America went back to Iraq and Afghanistan. We've been in both countries for about 17 years. The apostle has a different spin on living in Christ's victory. The triumph in Christ is total and it is permanent. Peter is not telling you, though, about your victory, nor is he revealing a summary of the crucifixion in this text, but Peter is telling us how to integrate Christ's victory in both the church in relationship to the world and individual witness as you suffer individually for the faith in which you were baptized. As a community, we do not use typical and usual methods of global strategy to achieve victory. We're not to attack authority with force on force. We don't exchange vicious blow for vicious blow. We are to unify around the love of Christ and demonstrate this love when life gets harsh. As a church, we continue to reach out with compassion, extending mercy as personified by Christ and commanded by him in places like the Sermon on the Mount. Peter, in keeping with the Lord Jesus, apart from conventional wisdom, tells us how to live as a people who have won a boundless triumph. The greatest victory won humanity. Now, lest you think I'm drifting off into shallow triumphalistic theology or appeal to sentimentality or emotionalism, there is more here. In humility, we are to live respectful to all. That's not easy. Those that deserve our respect and those that do not deserve our respect. No misunderstanding. It's important to comprehend what we have done to earn, work for, prepare for this victory. Nothing. If anything, a fallen humanity works in opposition to its victorious end. The depth of sinful nature to want to participate or think we cooperate in salvation removes the savory joy and the sweetness of Christ's victory over death. The good news, the gospel, is Satan and his lies are defeated, and Christ voluntarily gave up his life to do so. His sacrifice on the cross accomplished salvation. We are washed in the blood of Christ. He won the victory on the cross, crushed and defeated the devil. He destroyed sin, death, and the power of the devil. The fulfillment of Genesis 3 on Golgotha, where the heel of the Savior is bruised and the skull of Satan is crushed. We are called to live in that light. A promise made in Isaiah 53 and manifested on the cross that the suffering servant redeems humanity. And so now comes the command of Peter. Now living in Rome, the apostle understands the weight of persecution and also the power of the Holy Spirit. He knows the corruption of Rome and the purpose to save its people and not to destroy them. And so as children of God, redeemed under Christ, we have purpose and we have meaning in our lives. We aren't supposed to stand around leisurely meandering. No. We take the mercy of Jesus on the cross and place it in the middle of a world sickened by sin. We are to be an example of Christ, especially when things do not go so well. This is spiritual warfare with a deadly, cunning enemy. We engage the world. We keep alert. Always be on guard. In a sermon preached in 1531, Luther tells us about the urgency of vigilance where you are right now. And he says this, "Therefore learn that the devil with his angels is not in India or in Ethiopia, but in your room, on the streets, in your house, in your bed, under your table, and also where you walk and stand. There they surround you like bees." Through St. Peter, the Holy Spirit tells us to be of compassion, even when in suffering. His apostolic tone is of a man with a deep understanding of life, a fisherman of philosophical insight, far beyond the shores of bucolic Galilee and now in Rome. An apostle whose view of the world extends beyond the temple in Jerusalem to the forum of Rome and beyond. The apostle knows as he writes this letter the state of affairs is getting desperate in Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. But look where we're at this morning. Follow the news. Sit and talk with fellow believers. Listen as they tell you how many believers today face serious medical and family problems and look to heaven for answers. The world offers them nothing. Many children of God navigate through the troubled waters of being minimized by local and national authority, even to the point of persecution for their beliefs. Christians today in foreign lands confront persecution, the burning of houses of worship, and even death. Satan wants you to think that we are a broken and defeated people. But Peter stands to remind us the victory is already won. Christ's defeat on the cross is the fulfillment of the crushing of Satan's head as promised in the Garden We have the promise of the Holy Spirit breathed on us and in the water of holy baptism. The victory is won. There is a response now required due to Christ's triumph, as the apostle says. So here are our marching orders. Here is how we combat and persevere over the forces of the defeated enemy himself, Satan. This is what Peter says to live as a victorious people. And he says, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. In other words, live as one unburdened by the world. Live as an honest steward. Treat everyone as if they are of the same citizenry as yourself, and hold high the members of the church. Hold high in reverence the Most High God. Honor civil authority, whether it's executive, legislative, or the judicial branch of government. We belong to two kingdoms. We have a responsibility to both. But it is the kingdom of God, established by Christ Jesus, that is our eternal and present home. We follow the wisdom and orders of the Apostle Peter. We honor those in authority, take on a servant heart, respect everyone, and be men and women of integrity for Christ's sake. The reward is better than gold, and our home is greater than any place on this side of heaven. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Christ is risen.